Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored. This is our 80th episode.
Really?
The big 8-0, Jess.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy. You know why?
Oh my God, don't say it.
I get one every 5-1, remember?
I guess, whatever.
They sat us, I was on Zoom.
What?
I just heard about it. Through a voice memo.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, this show should never happen. And it won't. It won't be successful. There's for sure no way to ever hit episode 80.
Questionable.
But gosh dang it, we did it. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
80 episodes of this show.
Mm-hmm.
In almost 2 years. So thank you for being here. Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored. If you're new to this, though, we need to give you a little heads up. What's that, Jess?
This is the close friends podcast, if you will, like the feature on Instagram, because this isn't something that, you know, no stories that you would share willingly with maybe a certain family member. So this is a safe place.
Yes. And nothing that we talk in here can be repeated.
Yeah. Don't bring that up.
I heard you. Like it has to be a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
So please respect that. Families, friends,
Don't hit up people on our behalf.
Yeah. I heard that. No. Mm-hmm. This is we will shut this show down. This will be 80 episodes and done. Also, hi to our YouTube family. In case you don't know, hey, Queen Pam. She's logged on this morning.
Hey.
In case you don't know, we also do this show on YouTube. If you want to go watch it. For some reason, the last couple episodes have not been showing up afterwards, but let me get on our IT department, wink, wink, me, and figure out why they're not showing up as saved later on. But let's just assume it's there, okay? Jessica, I asked you a question earlier. I thought we'd bring this to the podcast. We did not get onto this on the radio show, but there's a trending story today. I'll ask you the question first, and we'll work backwards.
Mm-hmm.
If you found out that you were related to your boyfriend, Garage Boy, would you stay with him? The reason I ask, there's a story we didn't do on the radio show today. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe
no,
too.
We didn't. We couldn't.
Too much.
Yeah.
There are two OnlyFans stars who have been dating for 2 years to find out they may actually be sisters. Break it down for you.
Mm-hmm.
Their name are Carly and Mercedes, and in real life, they've been dating for 2 years. On OnlyFans, they play sisters as this like weird, kinky fetish.
Yeah, that's their thing.
Of look, it's we're two sisters making out and doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Live your life. Secure the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Things got a little more complicated because of news breaking today in a TikTok with over now 6 million views. They reveal they found out their mothers both had sex with the same man. Okay. Now, unfortunately, I don't think I have the ability to show you this TikTok and what these two girls look like. They look very similar. Obviously, because they play sisters in this TikTok fetish thing, mm-hmm. right? So there's a real possibility now that the two are actually half sisters for real. And like, they're freaking out. Obviously, people on TikTok are freaking out. They ask in the clip if they should take a DNA test or if they should just continue dating if they find out that they are indeed half-sisters. In a follow-up video, they posted saying they have, they're looking into a DNA test, but nothing's been done. Which, by the way, great carry-through story. Who's not going to follow that account?
Totally.
Jessica, you find out.
I know.
At this point, because you guys have been almost dating for the same amount of time. They've been dating for 2 years.
I know.
You find out the garage boy
is my...
How about possibly could be your half-brother? Let's walk the same exact scenario.
Totally.
Here, okay?
Yeah.
You find out that both of your moms ended up having sex with the same guy. Okay?
Okay.
That's the fact here. And that's all we know.
No, I feel like it would be like my dad hooking up with some woman and
okay.
the woman coming to my dad and be like,
okay.
my son may possibly be yours.
Sure.
And it's garage
and it's garage. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's all you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to be fair, you're both Filipino and Mexican. Could it be?
You know?
Just go with it. Do it for the clicks, Jess.
Yeah,
just go
whatever.
In there and say we think we might be. First off, like, what the fuck would you do?
I immediately, I don't know if it's something internally, but just the thought of that, I feel like, at least for me, it would just shut everything down.
So like, no matter
like,
what?
I think, like, all of a sudden, I would assume, because right now, it freaks me out, and right now it's very disgusting to me.
Right, just the idea of it.
Just the idea of it.
Yes.
So I'm assuming that if that was a serious thing and an actual possibility, I feel like everything in my being would just like,
yeah.
Like I don't.
So you're
like
immediately
it anymore.
You're. So let's say this happened. You guys are living. Jess has a one bedroom apartment. You're sleeping in the same bed. Are
yeah.
you guys? You're instantly gonna like separate.
I think.
Like,
yes.
like put your relationship on hold?
No, totally.
Is he moving out? Or like, are you going to sleep on the couch? Or what's
well,
the
Well, if
what's
we're
the
siblings,
move?
I'm not going to kick him out because that's family. You know, I'd never do that.
So you would make him sleep on the couch? Or one of you would sleep on the couch?
Yeah, the one bedroom apartment, you know, he could turn the living room into a room until he figured out what he wanted to do.
But you don't even know. So then like, would you go forward with a DNA test? Or at this point, is it just too weird?
I would have to.
You have
because,
to, right?
Yeah. Because now I'm making the situation real in my mind. Like,
yeah.
if this woman was like, my son may possibly be yours,
mm-hmm.
I'd be questioning everything. And like, and also we have to think about like how their relationship with their moms is like affected. You know, I'm just thinking all this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I would have to get a DNA test.
Okay. So then you find out because you guys
it's positive.
It's I guess,
and
you,
he is you, the father, he, and Garage Boy is indeed my half brother.
What do you do? Like, what would the and not just be like, hey, that's great. Like, what would you seriously do? You guys live together.
It would be over. It would be over. It would be over.
Would you say like you got to move out?
No.
Or like, would you want to try to get a two bedroom apartment because it's your brother?
I mean, to stay
this
here.
Is so messy. So you'd be okay with that. And so then your next boyfriend, you'd be like, oh, this is my brother. I have fucked him. Just FYI.
That's the thing that sucks. That's what sucks. I don't know if we could. I think we would just not.
You couldn't live together.
No.
No way.
Because now, could you imagine after going from like having sex and seeing each other naked and then having to change and being like, I'm just going to shut the door.
Yeah.
After you've seen everything and been everywhere.
Yeah. Like.
Also, could you imagine like this actually being real life, like our story, like I gave him a blowjob in my parents' garage and I find out that he's like my hat, you know, like that, like I couldn't.
I would love it.
I couldn't come back from that and everything would have to end.
We'd milk this so hard. It'd be so wild.
It'd be, but also though, also just like an actual emotional side to this, it would be devastating.
Sad,
and
course.
I feel really bad for these girls
of
that
course.
If this is serious and they're in love with each other, like that's devastating.
But like, could part of you say, listen, we already had sex. Like we've had sex for 2 years. I love you. You love me. We're only half. It's not even like.
No, because it's not like I can remove my dad from the equation, you know, or whoever he came from. Like
that's because I think that's the part that trips me initially is like, ooh, it's gross. Like you had sex with your brother. Okay. Or your sister or whatever. Gross. But like you already did it. It's not like you started dating and then like nothing's happened. And then you found out like been living together.
No,
you had
but it's
sex
different.
Multiple times.
It's
like
not, it's different. It's like your half
can't take
brother,
it back.
Your half sister. This isn't some like three, four cousins removed. Not saying that would make it okay either, but at least there'd be like some more distance.
Oh, I'm dead. Sucks. I am dead.
I feel bad for Carly and Mercedes.
I mean, low-key.
I really hope it's not true.
Or you know where my brain goes. Is this all just like a TikTok?
It could be.
Just
if it
trying
is,
to get,
secure the bag, girls.
I'm mad about it. Mm-hmm. It's a good story. It's hella dramatic.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we got a new member on the show. How about that? Because our other one left us because we suck. No, we are going to introduce you guys to somebody new today before we introduce them to the radio family because... Yeah, this is a safer place over here for what I know of him. This might be a better introduction just to, you know, I don't know.
What?
He's a little wild. He's a little wild.
So what?
So we have hired someone new that we're kind of, I think he's a superstar.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a guy. My hope for this guy is that he's going to be a regular player on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that we eventually bring into the Kramer and Jess family.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very different than us. Very similar sense of humor. Very different life perspective, right? That we don't have on the show. And I'm really friggin' excited about him. So don't let me down. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from... Anne Arundel County, PG County. Where are you from?
He's PG County.
PG, all the way from PG County.
Oh my God. You make it so weird.
And sitting to my right.
You make everything so weird.
I don't know how to do this.
Unnecessarily weird and uncomfortable.
Well, how would you say? What do you want to say?
We have a new member of the show. He's fucking rad. This is Hassan, period.
Like, thank
he's like,
you.
He's like, you know, I have a lot of I'm not sure, you know, and then I feel like, how did that make you feel? I don't understand why he does shit like that.
It's the fact that he said Anne Arundel County.
I know. That's basically he doesn't care about you. He says you're a superstar and he's super excited but doesn't pay attention when you speak.
He literally said PG County the whole time.
Is what you learned.
That's all we talked about. We've talked about
Prince
PG
George's
County.
County for those
lesson
who don't
number
know,
one. He's not head. Paying attention ever.
Not really.
He's closer to the DC area. For those that we people all over the country, he's closer to DC than he is to Baltimore.
Yes.
But we'll still accept him. It's fine. let me tell you the story about this guy because there have been a few moments in my life where I meet somebody and I just become almost instantly obsessed with them.
Mm.
And most of them have turned out to do very well for themselves in this business. I met Miguel Fuller in college. I was like, dude, you are a friggin' star. Literally, now this dude's doing his own show with Charlotte, right? Knew he had to be on the radio. Holly O'Connor. She sent in like 200 friggin'... Out of 200 people that we auditioned for her role in Panama City, she stood out to me. I'm like, she's a star. We gotta make sure she's on the radio. She's with Miguel now doing a show, doing awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy, our producer in Panama City, knew she was just open. She was vulnerable. She was slightly ditzy and just but very much so being herself. Now she's doing a show by herself in Kentucky. I met this one girl in San Diego. Her name was Jessica Dutra, but I don't know what she's doing now. I think she's working at Hardee's. No, but it was the same thing when I met Jess. I was like, holy hell, like you have got something. And people that I believe in, I work really hard to try to, and this is not like, oh, look how great I am. But like, I don't know. I have this weird sense if I think people are, like have it and I work really hard to like nurture that because I really want them. Radio needs good people and good personalities and people that are funny and vulnerable and quirky and
different.
I knew Jess is one of those. Like instantly I knew Jess. Like the second I met you, and I remember I text Jess. I don't even remember this or not. But I remember because Jess was a promo kid at this point. Like mm-hmm. I don't think you were working with the morning. You may have been, but I don't think. No,
low key.
Were you? Was me? I don't think you were.
No, not yet.
It was another woman was running the board. This is before Sierra's and everything.
Yeah.
And I'd met Jess at an event because Jess was the one that went and worked, you know, set up a tent and everything. And I remember we'd probably done an event or two together. And I texted her. I'm like, listen, I think you got something. Like, it's going to be hard because, you know, this industry is super hard. But, like, I want you to stick with it. And now that girl, woman, she was a girl then. She's a woman now.
Did you hear the crack in his voice when he said that?
Because she's like, she was like this little baby.
I'm gonna start crying.
I just like found this little baby, like squirrel or something, on the side of the street.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I want to nurse you to be like a real radio person. And now she's my co-host, which is just crazy. So here's the story with Hassan is that I was walking into work.
We stole him.
We literally stole him. I was walking into work and this guy just crossed my path and it was Hassan. And all he literally said was, hey, good morning or something. That was it.
Yeah.
That's all you said. It was just it was like, it was a passing. Mm-hmm. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know who he was. He was like, hey, good morning. I was like, who the fuck's that? like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
So I came in here and I was like, Who is that? Do you know this guy? This guy's passing the hallway. Who is this guy?
And we had a couple of interactions just because we get to the building or like when you're leaving, because he would do overnights for a different station of ours. When he's leaving, I'm getting here. Yeah. So we would have a couple of interactions. And like, I felt like they were like not anything, but I was like, oh, like we're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Jess was like, I was like, who? She's like, yeah, he has a TikTok or something. Or like, you knew him on TikTok or something. I was mm-hmm. like, let me see. So. And this is like, I'm getting like OCD trying to figure out more about this kid. It was like during the whole 6 o'clock hour, we're like obsessively stalking this guy down because I just wanted to know.
And then I was like, he needs to be with us because, well, first of all, in your profile picture on Instagram,
that's what happened.
Because he's basically involved with every other station but ours. But then in his Instagram photo, he's like sitting in front of pull a banner with Mix in the background. And I'm like, bitch, why don't you? And the next morning, I was like, bitch, why don't you like do something with us? Like,
If you're watching YouTube, literally, this man's profile picture is like, you know how like radio stations go out and they put up like that plastic banner with their logo?
Yeah, I think you're wearing your Mix hoodie and then also like, in the background.
YouTube, no, check out. I didn't have the hoodie at the time.
Like, okay.
Like pointing at the logo and I was like, who is this kid? So like, I started watching some of his TikToks and I'm like, fuck. Like,
yeah, he's funny.
He's funny. Mm-hmm. So that's when I go to Jess. I'm like, hey, ask him if he would want to like help out our show, like be on our show. And then due to circumstances of you may have heard Stephanie on a previous podcast. Stephanie was working with us and she got another job in DC just at the same time. And we were like, I need him. Like mm-hmm. I need Hassan to be able to work with this show. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kramer and Jess family. This is Hassan.
Thank you.
So let's find out something about you, Hassan. This is a little getting to know you process that we're going to do with you today. I asked Stephanie the same question, so I think we can ask you what makes you interesting? Let me give you some music for this. This is here's what makes me interesting with Hassan.
I don't know how to answer that question. Like, every time asks me that
I literally just gave you the world's greatest setup, by the way.
You did.
We spent like 7 minutes talking about how great you are.
It's funny that you said that because, like, literally, I'm just focused on the TikTok thing. I really don't do much on TikTok. I mostly just reenact stuff that's already on there.
React to stuff. Yeah,
I just react. Yeah, that's all I do.
So if let's just say that like you're meeting somebody for the first time, they're like, tell me about
no, like when you go on a first date, like what are some of the things that you say like on the first date?
So what are you about? Are you single?
Yes, I am single.
Okay.
It's hard because it depends on the situation. It depends on the person.
Okay.
Because it's either online dating or it's a I got introduced because of a friend. Mm-hmm. So it depends on which friend introduced me to that person. That's how I will move accordingly.
Okay. So
wait, why? So like, are you only sharing certain things and like holding back certain things?
On the first date, yes. Everyone does that. Course, yeah. Like, who doesn't?
You can't be yourself.
Like, you can't be 100% on the first date.
No, yeah. Nobody wants to date me in real life, Jess.
It's 50.
No.
Maybe 45.
Yeah.
Okay. But
yeah.
So I'm not gonna admit anything, but.
So give us a date four where like I'm about to be my real ass self right now. Like, what's this? Because I just don't know how much you want. I don't know what you want to share. You know?
I'm an open book. You can ask me anything. Well, I don't care.
Okay. So we were sitting here. I'll share this story. We're sitting here at lunch. And this is why I knew.
Oh, God.
This is why we wanted him on the show. This was it.
Tell us a story about a previous hookup and maybe how they were actually kind of similar to our first story today.
You're right.
Literally.
Yeah. So we'll go along with the theme of the podcast.
Okay.
Keep it in the family, I think, yeah. is what the
theme
title.
Of the show.
The fucking podcast.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So, basically, in college, I was talking to someone. And so, me and this girl, after, like...
She's your age?
No. She was older than me by a year.
Okay.
She was older than me by a year. So, after 2 dates, we did the deed.
Okay.
Nothing but it. But she was going away for a weekend to hang out with her friends. It was literally, when we did it, it was spring break. So she was about to go out with her friends to Mexico, whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fine. Doesn't count. Yeah, you guys are young.
But technically, I was still single.
Yes, you
I
were.
Was not dating
yes.
anyone.
No, yeah. You guys, this was just like strictly hooking up, right?
Literally.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, I'm self-disclosing, I am an open bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went on the gay dating app, which is Grindr.
So you went back and forth.
Yes.
Did you meet the other one on a straight dating app?
Yes.
Okay.
Tinder.
Okay. So now you're on Grindr.
Yes.
Flipping back and forth. Sure.
Because I was in the mood.
Yeah.
And I hooked up with an older gentleman.
Mm-hmm. His age? From what you could tell?
50?
Okay.
50? All right. Older, older guy.
Yeah. So then hooked up and I found out something like, Jules did off of Euphoria.
Okay.
So after we finished D2D, he went to the bathroom. I just turned over and I saw the picture of the girl and the guy in the same photo. I was like, oh.
Literally realizing that you had
slept with
been
his
intimate.
Daughter. I slept with the husband. Like, I slept with the father and
DC
the daughter.
DC is bigger than that.
I was in West Virginia.
Oh, then normal. Okay, like that's not the first. That ain't the first.
I was in school in West Virginia when that happened.
Yay.
So, yeah. I slept with the father and daughter.
So when he came back, were you like, is this a picture of your family? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah. He said, that's my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, interesting.
Yeah.
So did you have to, like, where do you go from there? Because is girls, who did you end up being more intimate with? Did you have any more continuation with either of them? Or did you?
Yes. It,
which one?
Both.
For how
at the
long?
Same time?
No.
At different
for
times?
For how long, though?
A month.
Until?
I found someone else.
Okay. Wow.
And they didn't find out at any point.
No.
Wow.
This is bad. So she didn't live at home with her parents.
Because
mm-hmm. she stayed on campus. She stayed in an apartment with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
So when I will hook up with her, it will be at her apartment or my apartment.
Yeah.
But when I hook up with the father, it was always at the house.
But, Jess, what would you do?
But my main concern was he was single. He wasn't married.
Garage.
I wasn't.
Right.
Sure, you're both single. I mean, I did nothing feel weird about that, though?
It did. That's why I stopped after a month.
Yeah.
You kept, like, so.
Like, literally only had sex with I only had sex with the girl twice, and I had sex with the guy, the father, 3 times.
Okay.
Why Sam on YouTube said, I already know this story is fitting to be comedy. Because you know, okay? Because you know it ain't going to be good. There's too many players involved here. So, no, so wait, being bisexual, do you mostly hook up with guys or do you mostly hook up with girls?
Depends on my mood swing.
That's okay. What being bisexual is.
But I didn't know everyone. if looking at like your roster, your history, would you say it's...
Guys are easier to sleep with.
Okay, well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say. What's the last... When's the last time you cried? Yeah, we're about to go the other route now.
When I got punched in the chest by my father because I was being disrespectful.
How long ago was that?
10 years ago.
How many?
10.
Oh, wow.
That's the last time you cried?
Yeah.
What, Jess, when's the last time you cried?
Yesterday?
Said before we started? Like before hit record?
Literally.
So you're not a crier?
Not really, no. Like, I need to be... The only time I will legit cry, I don't know what it is if I'm about to get in a physical altercation, I'll tear up and then I'll fight and then I'll cry.
Okay.
Because you're like so angry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing to your dad that was disrespectful?
I didn't do nothing to my father. I got disciplined accordingly because I did something very stupid.
And what did you do?
So basically, I used to have a temper and a foul mouth. And so this is so bad. I can't believe I'm about to admit this. Please don't tell nobody.
Okay. It's just us.
It's the rule, though. It's the rule. Don't tell nobody. They know the rule when you're here.
So, I was in, this is high school, too. Mm-hmm. So we had this assignment in English class. We had to write a journal entry every day or every other day or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I wrote in a journal entry. I was cussing up a storm because the teacher pointed me out and gave me an assignment because, quote unquote, I was being disobedient or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I said, fuck this bitch. She got on my motherfucking nerves.
You were writing this down?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But could you know how...
like, la, 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 la.
Literally. But you know how therapy is like... therapists be like, write your aggression out.
Yes.
And then rip it up.
Yeah. Yes.
And you won't get in trouble for it. Mm-hmm. There was on a separate sheet of paper, so it really wasn't in the book. I was literally just going like, I don't care.
Yeah.
So I wrote it out, and I was going to rip it up, but then... My friend, being an a-hole, took my paper.
No.
I was like, yo, give it back. I got to throw it away.
Shit. Yeah.
But she didn't. So it got turned in.
No. Wow. That's not even funny. I wasn't pissed.
So I was.
Dad finds out about this.
I got suspended for 3 days, by the way.
Wow. Yeah.
So I got suspended. They had to call my father, obviously. And so my brother had to come pick me up from school.
Yeah.
And so then my father was at work because my father is a firefighter. So. Mm-hmm. So he found out. He was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I don't know. He was like,
Are you scared of dad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Still to this day.
Dad's
a
firm.
Dad.
Yeah, dad's firm. Mm-hmm.
If you're not scared of your parents, there's something wrong with you. I'm sorry.
It is true. I mean, Jess, who are you scared of? Which one?
My mom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm scared of my dad. Like, not my mom, but my dad, yeah.
Respect, still there, but you need to have a healthy fear respect for your parents.
Okay.
At that time, I was scared shitless of my father. So he was like, you know you're in trouble. Like, you're grounded. I was like, I know.
Yeah. Like,
and then
obviously.
He just punched me in my chest. I couldn't breathe. Oof. Like, right there, this part of your chest.
Yeah, like a little scar area. Yeah.
Couldn't breathe for a second. I was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, it's going to hurt. I was like, all right.
But so. Jess, he hasn't cried in 10 years.
Yeah,
a decade. A decade of no tears.
Yeah, why? I feel like that's an issue.
Probably.
Yeah,
definitely.
I haven't gotten into a fight recently. I haven't gotten into a fight either, so that's probably I'm overdue for a good cry for real.
Until today. We have your dad on the phone. No.
Could you imagine?
Welcome. No. Welcome.
He's down. He'll be down for anything, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm freaking excited about you. I'm really freaking excited. I was like, we'll see how this goes. Mm-hmm. Bringing him on the podcast. Like, see his, like, energy once I put a mic in front of him. Because, like, you have a communications background. You obviously know, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff. But I didn't really know. Have you done any on-air stuff before? Like, ever been on a
voice
radio
track,
show?
No.
But you voice track, though.
Yeah. Well, I lied. I take it back. I did a commercial once. Like, an ad spot.
I recorded.
I did that.
But that's it?
But yeah, that's it.
I think he's a friggin' star.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
Yeah. And I think it's just fun to, like, have you in here, to be honest.
Yay.
It's just nice.
So I really want to just in full transparency. So we'll kind of bring you guys in behind the fold of what's happening, you know, with the radio show right now is, you know, we've told you we're in contract negotiations, and I really want to bring in another full-time player. And I just want you on the show some way, somehow. Like, I want you to be here. And I know that you got a lot of fans in the building. My fear, here's my only fear, is that you don't want it bad enough. That's my fear. We had a conversation with Hassan a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I see so much potential in you. I see you as a friggin' star. But I don't know if you want it or not.
I don't agree with him, by the way. So my perspective on that is, I feel like sometimes Kramer will say certain things or ask a question or just like make statements that is hard for someone to respond to. And I feel like he doesn't realize when he is making someone uncomfortable, or and not in like a mean way. It's just something that I'm able to notice now, because I've been on both sides of that, to where I was the person he was speaking to that way, to where now we have a different relationship. So I am able to like see this through a different perspective. And like sometimes, I don't know, like sometimes not everyone has like an answer that you think they're going to give, but you have to give them breathing room to figure out what the answer is, which I feel like you should be better at.
Well, I know what I want for this show. And I guess the answers I was looking for was like, I really want to do this. I really want to be a part of the show.
But to bring someone in that's never even done this before, or doesn't even, but also that doesn't even know the possibility, sometimes doesn't even know what the answer is.
Yeah.
So I think that deserves patience.
And then also, I'm also apprehensive in this field because this is not my first radio station that I worked at. So I do know the things that goes on. Like, you want this, but the timing of it is also like, because the other radio station that I used to work for promised me the same thing, but the timing didn't line up for me, and they also fell through with the promise because other stuff came in perspective.
Mm-hmm. Dude, well, and do you think there's like a level too of just like your guard up because you don't want
that's,
to?
That's totally. The main reason why
and I feel that.
So the answer is like, I do want it, but my guard is up because I know how radio works. Things happens at a drop of a dime.
And by
case
the way,
in point, this whole pandemic
and
thing.
And you can't fault him for that.
No, you're right.
Because behind the scenes, it's a shit show.
No, it is. And listen, take this one right here. Here's another great example of the same thing of like, how long were you promised full time?
Totally.
How long? 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? Like,
it's maybe like, and that's what's hard too, because like, you know, comments are dropped maybe like, you know, 4-3 years ish. And then conversations are like low key finally happening 3 years. And then 2 years when it kind of got like serious, but like, I was in that building from 2013 and didn't leave till 2020, you know? So I get it.
This radio game is such a mind fuck. It will destroy your soul. It will feed your soul and destroy your soul all in the same day. Like, it just has a way of doing it. The business side of this thing is so and it's not, I'm not just talking about the company we work for. It's every company I've worked for, and I work for almost all of them. So like, it's a real, it is a weird grind of something you love to do, but will never love you in return the same way you love it. It's the most like dysfunctional relationship, you know, with radio. But I really want to root for you. Like, I really, and listen, I ain't shit. You know what I mean? I ain't shit, Jess ain't shit. Like, our opinions are about as important as assholes. You know what I mean? Like, they don't. It doesn't matter. I mean, we can root all we want. I mean, I rooted hard as hell for Jess in San Diego, and it just never happened. But I really want to root for you to be a future on this show, mainly because this motherfucker's profile was the Mix 106.5 banner.
I know.
Can we never forget this for the rest of time, ever? That when I said, who is that kid, and we looked him up, he literally had the Mix 106.5 banner in the background.
How do you like working with us so far?
To be fair, though. No, you guys are fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was there something that you expected but surprised you? Or like, I want to know what your perception of each of us is now that you've worked with us for a little bit.
My perspective.
Did you know it? Did you know the show before you met us, or did you even?
I heard the show.
Okay.
A few times.
Yes. Yeah.
But My perspective, it's kind of different. I kind of thought you, like, your energy is great, Kramer. Like, mm-hmm. I thought you was a positive guy, but I also thought behind the scenes you was an asshole.
Oh, I am. I know. Okay, so just so we're clear. Were you surprised, though? So, like,
the level of asshole you are? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You think I'm more of an asshole?
No.
You think I'm nicer than you thought I would be in real life?
Yes.
Wow. Look at that, Jessica. We rarely get that. So that's really nice.
Yeah, he's only been with us for a couple of weeks.
That's true. Swear to God. Everyone wonders why Jess and I are same studios. We said it was for COVID protocol.
Yeah, no, we're still in separate studios.
It's just been over 2 years now.
Yeah.
We're still in separate studios. Okay, so you thought I was going to be a dick, but I'm actually nicer
now
than you
thought.
Now he's
like yes. half nice, okay. half dick.
Okay, yeah. That's fair.
That is fair.
That's fair. Yeah. I'll take that. What about Jess?
Honestly, I kind of put you in the same situation as like my, I call her my sister, but she's like my next door neighbor, but we've just been friends for over 15 years. So now she's just my sister. Like mm-hmm. we know each other's family, everything. I put you in the same category as her.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was like, she's probably high maintenance. She probably has.
Oh, I thought it was going to
no,
be
it's
like,
a good thing,
I
though.
Love you like a sister. I didn't realize
no,
a sister I,
do.
I don't like.
No, okay. I do because she's probably high maintenance. She probably has a lot of pet peeves. But then I was like, oh, like hearing the radio station and then also hearing the Uncensored podcast, I was like, oh, she's nothing at all. I agree with a lot of things that she said. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait mm-hmm. to actually meet her and have a conversation with her.
And now that you did.
I'm happy about it.
You like her?
Yes.
Nice as you thought she was going to be?
Nicer.
Nicer.
I feel like when we first talked, because I saw you a couple times, and then when we first talked, it wasn't like that much, but I was like, oh, like he's chill.
Like we had a genuine connection.
Yeah, it was just like, I don't know, like a friend, a real like genuine friend connection. Yeah.
Yes.
For me personally, you're a fucking breath of fresh air for me.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we're the same age too. So
yeah, which is, I think for me, like it feeds my soul because I haven't like been able to have that connection with someone that's like around the same age as me yet.
Yeah.
Here in general, mm-hmm. so it's like it's just nice to have that.
Yep.
And then you two together, I was like, ooh, poor little California.
What does that mean?
Y'all just so West Coast. What y'all thinking?
Yeah? We're too progressive.
Do you think so?
No. I mean. Yes,
but so I'm curious that because you're from this side of the
I'm from the East Coast. I'm here.
So it's like how does can you explain that to me?
it's just mostly Kramer. You're very
go.
It seems like you're not over certain situations,
uh-huh.
and you don't know how to move forward
with
everything.
Other than business. He's like, you know what you want for work.
He's like,
yeah. Just personal life, you don't know
like
what you
everything?
Want. And then, Jess, you think the same way as my friend does, my little sister does.
So do you think when you listen to us on the radio that we sound like we don't fit in here?
At first, but now you do.
When you first listened to us,
yeah.
we sounded like fish out of the water.
Yes.
But now you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't help either that I listened to the first 10 episodes of the podcast.
Oh, okay.
And then
Well, I'm excited.
By episode 70.
Now we're this.
Y'all mailers.
By episode 70.
Yeah.
Only took us 70 episodes, 70 weeks, a year and a half.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I mean, but truly, I mean, hell, you ain't wrong. We moved in the middle of a pandemic. We couldn't get out. We couldn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I was like, the fuck? Like, what is this place? But we're here now. Look at this outfit she got on today.
I know.
The fuck?
Playing Old Bay on everything. Proud of you.
Thank you.
Proud of you, sis.
Mm-hmm.
Now I just need to get you to do some seafood boil.
I know.
Okay.
I know. That's next.
Well, we go because mm-hmm. someone can't go.
They got side salad.
He still don't want to go. Stop acting like you want to go.
I don't want to go.
He don't want to go.
I don't want to go. I love y'all, but I don't want to go.
That's true.
We got invited to something for 4th of July, and I'm like...
I was literally like, why were you fucking acting like you're going to pull up?
I was avoiding all the questions.
I was going to... And I almost called you out, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to let him act
okay,
like this.
So what you need to know about me is I love getting... Well, no. I hate not getting invited to things. I don't love getting invited, but I hate feeling like I get left out of an invite, but I hate.
Yeah, the minute he found out that I had a separate group chat
oh.
with Aaron and with... Lady T and Aaron.
Yeah,
basically.
Those are our TV friends. And so we get a text message.
He freaked the fuck out, even though he doesn't want to go to shit, but he freaked out.
So Aaron texted us yesterday. She goes, I'm having a 4th of July and housewarming party. I was like, fuck, I don't want to go to that.
And he's like,
I love him. I love him.
And then you're like,
no, I didn't say yay. I just thought, I was like, they're going to, because we all went cow petting together or cow cuddling. And so I was like, I'm just like, you know, I never said I was going to go. I never, you saw, I was just like, dodge, are those going to be cows there, huh? Like, I never said I was going to go.
Why wouldn't you just say, I can't go right off the bat?
I'm a people pleaser.
This is exactly what I'm talking about right here. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Don't know what you want.
No, I know what I want.
Obviously you don't.
Stay my ass at home.
You want to be invited. You want to be in the group chat, but you don't want to hang out.
I don't want to hang out ever. I don't know. It's weird because I'm a people pleaser, so I feel bad being.
No,
like,
you're
I don't,
not. But you're
obviously
not,
you're not.
No, you don't please
out,
people.
X, not y'all. No, not y'all. Don't. But everybody else. Everybody else. I got. I ain't got time. What I want to talk about today. We gotta go.
Oh gosh.
I'm gonna talk about. We'll talk about this next week. I'll save it.
Oh yeah.
One of my friends.
Oh damn, we liars. We talk about this on the radio. We even talk shit.
Sorry if you were tuning in for
They're,
this.
Like, waiting.
My bad. I just don't want to be here all day today.
Yeah, we got caught up.
I thought Hassan was going to say three words. Motherfucker.
You asked me more than three questions. What'd you expect? Like,
when was the last time you cried?
Literally.
He wouldn't shut the hell up over here. My friend's ex-girlfriend, who their relationship ended tumultuously, reached out to me. And like the shit she said to me, y'all, I don't know what to do with it. Second off, I don't even know if I need to tell him the shit she's telling me. Ugh. So next week we'll
talk about
that
next week.
Yeah. Hassan, where do we find you? I want y'all to go sniff out Hassan a little bit, because y'all podcast listeners, y'all the diehards, and don't comment on YouTube, don't do it publicly, but slide into one of our DMs and give us your feedback on this guy, because we really like him. We really like, I am very excited about this guy. But you know, do your research. What the hell is your Instagram name and TikTok? And so, then explain it.
It's like literally it's Stan Willie Two. So StanWillie2. Two. That's it.
There was a Stan Willie One.
Yes.
What is Stan Willie?
My last name and my last name is Stanback. Uh-huh. My middle name is William. So I'm just Stan Willie.
Aww.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's my alter ego, so I can act like a doofus.
Right, without people trying to like track you down.
Exactly.
Stan Willie. So StanWillie2. Two.
Yes.
Okay. Y'all do some research on this guy and let us know what you think, because I really want to root for this guy. I really do. Jess, where we find you?
Jess Do It, JESSDUITT, and my podcast, Low Key.
And I am, I'm that guy, Kramer. My podcast is called Certified Mama's Boy. Thank you for 80 episodes, man. We don't deserve any of this. We really don't. Every day that we get to come in here and produce this kind of stuff for y'all is a damn dream come true. So we appreciate you. Hassan, thank you, friend, for coming
thank
in.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!